Paritikacharya Sarasvati Vangas A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda ki Iskan Phongda Chara Srila Prabhupada ki Nama Chara Srila Haridas Thakur ki Premsi Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudi Gaur Bhaktivinda ki All glories to the assembly devotees, all glories to the assembly devotees, all glories to the assembly devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 10, Chapter 1, Text 69, and then Chapter 2, the summary, and Text 1 to 3. So we'll do Text 69 together.
Ugrasenam cha pitaram.
Ugrasenam cha pitaram.
Yadu bojanda kadipam
swayam nigriya bhuje
Sudarsena Mahabala.
Ugrasenam cha pitaram.
Yadu bojandaka dipam.
Soyam negriya buhuje.
Surasenam mahabala.
Ugrasenam cha pitaram.
Yadu bojanda kadipam.
Sayam negriya buhuje.
Surasenam mahabala.
Ugrasenam cha pitaram.
Yadu bojanda kadipam.
Sayam negriya buhuje.
Surasenam mahabala.
Marajus.
Ugrasenam cha pitaram.
Yadu bojanda kadikam.
Svayam nigriya bhuje.
Surasenam mahabala.
Ugrasenam cha pitaram.
Yadu bojanda kadipam.
Svayam nigriya bhuje.
Surasenam mahabala.
Translation. Kamsa, the most powerful son of Ugrasena, even imprisoned his own father, the king of the Yadu, Bhoja and Andaka dynasties, and personally ruled the states known as Surasena. Purport, the state known as Mathura was also included within the states known as Surasena. Then we go on to chapter 2, prayers by the demigods for Lord Krishna in the womb. Summary. As described in this chapter, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead entered the womb of Devaki to kill Kamsa, all the demigods understood that the Lord was living within Devaki's womb, and therefore in veneration they offered him the Garbhastuti prayers. Stuti prayers. Kamsa, under the protection of his father-in-law, Jarasandha, and with the help of his demonic friends like Palamba, Baka, Chanura, Trinavarta, Agasura, Mushtika, Bana, and Baumasura, began oppressing the members of the Yadu dynasty. Therefore, the members of the Yadu dynasty left their homes and sought shelter in such states as Kuru, Panchala, Kekaya, Salva, Vidarbha, and Vidarbha. Only some of them stayed with Kamsa's nominal friends. After Kamsa killed the Sadgarbhas, the six sons of Devaki, one after another, Anantadev entered Devaki's womb and was transferred to the womb of Rohini by the manipulation of Yoga Maya, who was following the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord himself was soon to appear as the eighth son of Devaki, ordered Yogamaya to take birth from the womb of Yogadevi. Because Krishna and his potency, Yogamaya, appeared simultaneously as brother and sister, the world is full of Vaishnavas and Saktas, and there is certainly some rivalry between them. Vaishnavas worship the Supreme Lord, whereas Shaktas, according to their desires, worship Yogamaya in forms like Durga, Bhadrakali, and Chandika. Following the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yogamaya transferred Baladev, Shankarshan, the seventh child of Devaki, from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. Because Shankarshan appears in order to increase love of Krishna, he is known as Baladev. One may take auspicious strength from him to become a devotee of the Lord. And therefore, he is also known as Balabhadra. After Yogamaya transferred the seventh child of Devaki to the womb of Rohini, the Supreme Personality of God had appeared within the heart of Vasudeva and transferred himself into the heart of Devaki. Because the Lord was present in her heart, Devaki, as her pregnancy continued, appeared effulgent. Upon seeing this effulgence, Kamsa was full of anxiety, but he could not harm Devaki because of their family relationship. Thus he began indirectly thinking of Krishna and became fully Krishna conscious. Meanwhile, because of the Lord's presence within the womb of Devaki, all the demigods came to offer the Lord their prayers. Supreme Personality of Godhead, they said, is eternally the absolute truth. The spiritual soul is more important than the gross body, and the super soul, Paramatma, is still more important than the soul. The Supreme Godhead is absolutely independent, and his incarnations are transcendental. The prayers of the demigods glorify and exalt devotees and explain the fate of persons who superficially consider themselves liberated from the conditions of material nature. A devotee is always safe. When a devotee fully surrenders at the lotus feet of the Lord, he is completely liberated from the fear of material existence. By explaining why the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends, the prayers of the demigods clearly confirm the Lord's statement in Bhagavad Gita 4:7. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijami aham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of religion, at that time I descend myself. Texts 1 and 2. I'll read it. Sri Shuka Uvacha Pralamba Bhaka Chanura Trinavarta Mahasanai Mushti Karishto Dvivida Putana Keshi Denukahi Anyas Chasura Bhupalir Bana Bhaumadhibir Yuta Yadunam Karanam Chakre Bali Magda Samshaya. Translation. Sukadeva Goswami said, under the protection of Magadraj Jarasandha, the powerful Kamsa began persecuting the kings of the Yadu dynasty. In this, he had the cooperation of demons like Palamba, Baka, Shanura, Trinavarta, Agasura, Mushtika, Arista, Dvivida, Putana, Keshi, Denuka, Banasura, Narakasura, and many other demonic kings on the surface of the earth. Purport. This verse supports the following statement given by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita 4:7-8. Bharata Bhutanam adharmasya taratmanam srijamiyaham parichanaya sadunam finashaya shaduskritam dharmasam stapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, so descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of religion, at that time I descend myself to deliver the pious and annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion. I advent myself millennium after millennium. The Lord's purpose in maintaining this material world is to give everyone a chance to go back home, back to Godhead. But kings and political leaders unfortunately try to hinder the purpose of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord appears, either personally or with his plenary portions, to set things right. It is therefore said, Garbam Sanchara Rohiniam Devakya Yogamayaya Tashya Kushim Guta Krishna Dvitiyo Vibhudhai Sutta. Krishna appeared in the womb of Devaki after transferring Baladev to the womb of Rohini by the power of Yogamaya. Yadhubi Savyarudyata. The kings of the Yadu dynasty were all devotees, but there were many powerful demons such as Salva who began to persecute them. At that time, Jarasandha, who was Kamsa's father-in-law, was extremely powerful, and therefore Kamsa took advantage of his protection and the help of the demons in persecuting the kings of the Yadu dynasty. The demons naturally appeared more powerful than demigods, but ultimately, because of help received from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the demons were defeated and the demigods triumphant. Text 3. Te pidita nivivishu Kuru Panchala Kekayan Salvan Vidharban Nishadhan Vedhan Kaushalan Api. Translation. Persecuted by the demonic kings, the Yadava left their own kingdom and entered various orders, like those of Dikurus, Panchalas, Kekayas, Salvas, Vidarbhas, Nishadas, Vaidehas, and Koshalas. Om Gyana Tirmanasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Sakshmantami Natasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Nami. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nirvishesha Shunivari Pashacharya Satani. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Raita Garada Sri Vasudhi Gauravati. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, before I go on to divorce, we know well that today is the appearance day of the great Vaishnava and preceptor, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And I've scribbled a little note on him, really. I'll briefly read it. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was born within an aristocratic family in 1930. Kedarnath, as he was called then, was very proficient in his studies. He took to the teaching profession after college, and by age 28 became a deputy magistrate. Gradually he became familiar with the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And after some time, he moved to Jagannath Puri, where his studies intensified. By the time he settled in Bengal, he was known as a prominent Vaishnava magistrate. In his spare time, he would write continuously about Vaishnavism. Over time, he would re-establish the proper Siddhanta of Vaishnava, a Vaishnava culture, which was somewhat distorted by the Sahajas and other despicable so-called religious groups. And then we know that one time there's one personality that was posing as a yogi, and he exposed his conceit. In fact, he imprisoned him where the yogi actually killed himself. And then also there was a ghost in some tree, and he had one of his disciples read the Bhagavatam for a few days, and then I think that the tree crashed. He also he departed from this world in 1914. So there's a few interesting dates that impacted me also somewhat, really. He was born in 1838, sorry. And my spiritual master was born in 1938. He left this world in 1914, and my father came into this world in 1914. See, and there's a few other significant dates, but I would not discuss it really. Another thing, when I had just joined the movement, I used to like the song Gopinath. I can't really sing that well, really, but I'll probably try to sing the first verse or the second verse of Gopinath.
Gopinath, mama nivedana shuno, visaidhu jana, sarakamaratha, kinchu nahi moraguna, Gopinath. Amara barasa tumi, tumara sharani, loino sharana, tumara kinkurani, Gopinath, Gopinath, Gopinath.
Oh Gopinath, Lord of the Gopis, please hear my prayer. I am a wicked materialist, always addicted to worldly desires, and no good qualities do I possess. O Gopinath, you are only hope. You are my only hope, and so I have taken shelter at your lotus feet. I am your eternal servant. I'll not go through the rest. I'll just finish there, really. So within this Srimad Bhagavatam, at the end of the chapter 1, Srila Prabhupada gave some additional notes at the end. And there are many pages, quite a long page, but I've summarized some of them, and then I'll just briefly go through them, and then go through text chapter 2. So the verse 69 says that Kamsa, the powerful son of Ugrasena, imprisoned his father, the king of the Yadu Bhojandaka dynasties, and personally ruled the states known as Ugrasena. So this is actually the nature of demons. Haribol kids, sorry I didn't get to allow you guys to chant the verse. Yeah, we shorted it. Time somewhat. So this is the nature of demon, and in one purport, Srila Prabhupada explained of one Muslim king who also did the same thing. He imprisoned his father and or possibly killed him and took over the kingdom. And I think this king also that built the Taj Mahal, Jahan Shah. He had built it for Mumtaz, but then later on, I think his son imprisoned him and took over the kingdom also. So this is there. So I'll go through the footnotes. It's very long, but I'd like to go through it because Srila Prabhupada actually invested a lot of time and energy into it, really. And so there's a reason for that. So the first point he made about the transmigration of the soul, he said that the transmigration of the soul takes place perpetually because of the agitation of the mind. And we know in Bhagavad Gita it stated, Chanchalam hi manaha krishna pramati balavad driham tashyaham nigraham manye vayur eva sadukshkaram. The mind is restless, turbulent, obstinate, and very strong, O Krishna. And to subdue it, it seems to me more difficult than controlling the wind. So because of the mind's agitation, we develop so many impressions. And then at the time of death, we have to take birth to fulfill those impressions. In one of the purports in chapter 1, Srila Prabhupada also compared the sun and the moon, the image of the sun and the moon when reflected in water or in wind-infested water, the image becomes very distorted. So the pure soul, the jiva, the consciousness becomes distorted by an agitated mind. See, when the mind is agitated, the consciousness becomes distorted. And so we have to take birth after birth after birth because of the mind. But Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that by practice, by it is possible by constant practice and detachment to control the mind. And then he says, Manmana Bhava Madhbhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru Mame Vaisati Satyante Pratigane Prayasimi. Always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. So Lord Krishna gave us the solution for the mind. Then the next word Srila Prabhupada spoke about was Amsa. Amsa, he says, Krishna is 100% Bhagavan, but because of our imperfection, we cannot appreciate that. Because of our conditioned state, it's difficult. See, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. It means that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A lot of people sometimes think that he is a portion of Lord Vishnu, but here it's stated he is 100% Bhagavan. And actually, the reverse is that Lord Vishnu is a plenary portion of him. Then he says, Nivritti, sorry, Dharmasila. One who surrenders to Krishna is really religious. We have so many religious movements and religiosity and so forth. But here Srila Prabhupada specifically says, one who surrenders to Krishna is really religious. See? Then Nivritti Tarsahi. One who no longer has material desire is liberated. See? When our desires are all waned away, washed away, then we are liberated. Jivan mukta cha ushyate. See? One is liberated when his desires is gone. Then he says, Vina Pashugnat. Pashu is an animal killer. And he says, for an animal killer, it's very, very difficult for him to take to the process of Krishna consciousness. Then, Uttama Sloka Gunavadat. One who is famous as the best of the good. Lord Krishna is good in all circumstances, and he is considered also the best of the good. Bhavanu Shadhat. The universal remedy is chanting the holy names, which releases all miseries. And then, Uttama Sloka Gunavadat. The transcendental qualities of the Lord, such as the affection for Mother Yashoda, the cowherd boys and the gopis, were always shown by him. Then the muktas of the liberated soul, always relish hearing about the transcendental qualities of Lord Krishna. Then Vrajayeta. Any person in the bodily concept of life is subject to lamentation. Such person is killing himself by not making progress in Krishna consciousness. This is a very important point, really, because also, I mean, we can see that even within our Krishna consciousness movement, sometimes some of us slip back somewhat to the bodily concept. And so that impedes our progress in the process, you see? And so it's stated that we are subjected to lamentation. So we have to strive very hard to come out of this bodily concept. You know, aham brahmasmi, I'm not as body. In fact, that's the first thing we're taught when we're come to Krishna consciousness. Then Maharata. So Srila Prabhupada explained, a Maharata is one who fights 11,000 heroes. When I read Mahabharata, I was wondering. I know about that, but then he also spoke about Atirata. That's the word? Yeah, Atirata. And I used to wonder, what is that? But it's stated that Atirata is a hero who can fight unlimited heroes. So there was like Arjuna, Bhishma, Drona, possibly Kripa, maybe Abhimanyu, Karna. They had those powers to fight unlimited heroes. But when Bhishma was relating the qualities of the warriors to Duryodhana, when he came to Karna, he said this person was cursed by his guru, and he was cursed by a brahmana. And then his chakra, the Kundala chakra, he gave it to Indra. So because of that, his power is diminished. And so I think him half a rata. Karna immediately flared up in anger then, and he said that, you think me a coward for calling me half a rata? I shall not fight until Bhishma died. See? And I guess you know the story of that, really. And then, of course, when he came to to Drona's son, Ashwatthama, he said that this man is too much in the bodily concept of life, and therefore he is unfit to be a warrior. See? It's too much in the bodily concept. He's not even a rata. You see? And that was Bhishma's chastisement of Ashwatthama and Karna. Then the other word was maya manushyasya. So he says that although the Lord appears, no, he says, Although God, Krishna appears like an ordinary man, you see, manushyaya, like a man, but he is 100% fullness God. Then the other word was Kala, which means black, and it's stated that Krishna and Ramachandra are within those categories. He gives liberation, they give liberation and transcendental bliss to their devotees. Then the other word is Keshava. Ka means Brahma and Isha, Shiva. So Keshava captivates Brahma and Shiva. Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, he captivates Brahma and Shiva. Then the Purushukta. Purushukta is the topmost prayer to see the Lord by the demigods. When they want to go, actually, when the demigods went to the ocean of milk, they recited the Purushukta. And that's the prayer that can incite the Lord's attention. Then, Vrikshakapi, one who satisfies his devotees always. He's known as that, Vrikshakapi. Then the other word is Priyartam. The Lord appeared to please Rukmini and Radharani. Priya means his most beloved, so they were most beloved to him. Then Yoga Maya Samadhishat. Yoga Maya is, in her partial expansion, becomes Mahamaya and bewilders the conditioned souls. So Yoga Maya manages the spiritual world and Mahamaya manages the material world in forms like Durga and Kali. Bewildering Krishna's associate is done by Yoga Maya, and bewildering the demons and so forth is done by Mahamaya. Then Goloka Eva Nivashtati. Even though Krishna is always in Goloka Vrindavan, he is simultaneously present at Mathura, Vrindavan, or Ayodhya within Bharatvarsha. Then the Sangarbhas. The Sangarbhas were the grandsons of Hiranyakashipu, and they were, of course, by him to be killed by their father. Previously, the sons of the son of Hiranyakashipu was Kalnimi, and Kalnimi's sons were the Sadgarbhas, who prayed to Lord Vishnu to be released from the powers of the demigods. And so Hiranyakashipu got angry with them and caused them to be killed by Kamsa. Then at the end it stated that Narada encouraged Kamsa to kill the sons of Devaki so that Lord Krishna can descend early in order that the demigods can see Kamsa killed for the welfare of society. Of course, Kamsa would get liberation also in that. So sometimes some people try to blame Narada, but the reason for that was twofold. To accelerate the Lord's coming, and also to give liberation to the demon Kamsa. And so here both the demigods and the demons were benefited. And then chapter 2, really, it explains that Kamsa and his associates, Pralamba, Baka, Chanura, Trinavarta, Agasura, Mushtika, Bana, Bhavasura, they began to oppress the Yadu dynasty. And then the Yadu dynasty, they took shelter in the compassionate states. That is Kuru. Kuru, I think, at that time was ruled by Pandu. And then Kuru, and then there was Panchala. Panchala was ruled by Drupada. And then there was Kekaya. Kekaya was a state established during the time of Lord Ramachandra. I think that was where Mother Kekayi came from. But that was ruled by his descendants. Then Salva, that was ruled by Salva. Then the Vidarbha. Vidarbha was a state, I think, that Sita Devi came from. And that was ruled by the descendants of Janak Maharaj. So basically, this is chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3. We're really short of time, but... What's very important for us to note or to come back to is that the advent of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and how he resuscitate the pureness of Vaishnavism, you see? Because at that time the Sahajas and the the so-called religious leaders, they had tampered the pure teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they were posing themselves as big scholars and preachers and singers and so forth, but they were not following any principles. And this is very, very important for us also within our society to understand it. We have to maintain the pureness of this movement of following the regulative principles and chanting the 16 rungs. This is very, very fundamental for us to move on as preachers. See? And this point is very much important, and Srila Bhakti Vinod really worked hard to establish this back again. So I'll stop here if there's any comment or question. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.